you, as the word came out yesterday, the Cardinals said yesterday that they were going to make a trade for a minor league outfielder, but the other Catholic Cardinals said, we've got the conclave, and we're going to do it starting next Wednesday.
Okay.
Week from tomorrow, May 7th, the beginning of the conclave. After they've now all arrived, of course, for the funeral of Pope Francis this past Saturday. So the Cardinals are going to hang out for a little bit and take in some sights, perhaps. And then they're going to get to work next week.
Well, they do get a jump on the tourist season. At least not until the kids are out of school. That's convenient. I mean,
they say it's like its own little country there. And that brings us to our Tuesday Top 10, ladies and gentlemen, of the week. It is our Tuesday Top 10. Straight from the home office there on the writing staff in Granbury, Texas. Top 10 questions this morning that are on the application to become the next pope. Top 10 questions on the application to become the next pope. Because, you know, just like every other thing, they have to list it. They have to list it. And otherwise, you're not conforming with the equal opportunity employment rules.
Yeah, I think that may be an American rule. And
I don't know.
This may be its own
whole
country.
Thing right there, so,
I mean, do they need a ballpoint pen?
I mean,
does
that
be blue or black?
I saw it on LinkedIn yesterday. I mean,
oh,
for crying
you?
Out loud. Yeah, those interested parties. Ask me for the last three places you've poked. But ladies and gentlemen, the Tuesday morning top 10 today, the top 10 questions that are on the application to become the next pope, such as
number 10.
Number 10, on a scale of 1 to 10, rate how popey you currently feel.
How popey?
Number 9.
Number 9 question. Are you good with people, and would you maybe consider yourself a papal pleaser? On that. Number 8 question on the application to become the next pope. Exactly how tall of a hat are you accustomed to wearing?
Number 7.
Yeah, you got to train for that.
Number 7, if Giuseppe leaves the Vatican at 12 p.m. headed north and Giancarlo leaves heading south, how many more Hail Marys will Giuseppe say if Giancarlo left at 1 o'clock instead of noon? Why does the pope need
Not
to know
many.
Math?
Yeah, well, I mean, but everybody needs to say their Hail Marys, at least 12 a day.
I'm telling you, though, I think science is way more important in this situation because...
Number 6!
The question that everybody should ask.
Will it flow?
I mean, will it flow? Yes, but does the water, if it's holy, affect its buoyancy? That is a question right there.
We're not putting holy water in the tank, just so everyone's clear.
Will it float every Thursday morning straight up at 8 o'clock here at Hank FM?
I listened to Will It Sink or Float just this morning.
That's it.
She knows.
I don't know what station's doing that. Number 5 question on the application to become the next pope.
Number 5.
Hey, do you know how to drive a stick? It's interesting that the Pope Mobile is a standard transmission. You wouldn't think.
Number 4.
Yeah, I mean, it's a Mercedes, so they, you know, they like that performance.
It does have 4x4 off-road capability, though.
Number 4,
are you willing to compete with 11 other Pope hopefuls in the new Vatican reality series, Extreme Blessing, Vatican Edition?
I have not heard about that. Is it on, like, Peacock, a streaming platform?
Number 3, hey, unlike Dion's kid, are you okay with being selected by the Cardinals? Hey.
Number 2,
what are your feelings on taking the next new Pope name of Pope John Paul, George, and Ringo the First? And then finally, speaking of the first...
Number 1!
The number 1 question on the application to become the very next pope.
Number 1!
Are you willing to forgive any morning show that may or may not be making a bunch of jokes about the pope right now? That would be...
KB and Heather Lee. You are blessed, sir.
And also with you.
KB and Heather Lee.